Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your teacher and host, Eddie Hyatt. I'm so glad you've joined me today, this Thursday morning. And we're continuing our series on the marvelous benefits of being in Christ. As you read through the New Testament, especially in the writings of Paul, you'll see a lot of little phrases like in Christ, or in Him, or of Him, or through Him, or through Christ. These all tell us, and when you read, you should highlight or underline those, because these little phrases tell us who we are and what our benefits are as a result of being in Christ. Now, someone may say, well, how do we know if we are in Christ? If you have put your faith in Jesus Christ and in Him alone, and you have been born again by the Spirit of the living God, then you are in Christ. And in that realm of existence in Christ, it's incredible. The blessings and the benefits that are yours. Let's take for an example, if somebody immigrates to the United States, and they come here legally, and they go through the process, and then the day comes that they are sworn in, and they take the oath, and they take the pledge, and all of a sudden they are a citizen of the United States of America. And we could use that. This is true of any country. This illustration can be used, whether you're in South Africa or Canada or Ireland or Uganda. You can use this illustration. But once they become a citizen of the United States, there are certain blessings, there are certain privileges, there are certain opportunities that are rightfully and legally theirs simply because they are now an American citizen. And when you put your faith in Jesus Christ and you become a part of the family of God and God becomes your father and you're His child, suddenly, not based on anything that you have done or haven't done, there are blessings and privileges that belong to you simply because you are in Christ. Let's read the passage that we're beginning with when we begin this discussion on Monday morning. Let's read that passage again, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. So in this study, my desire is that we get to know who we are and what we have as believers, as disciples, as followers of Jesus Christ, as people whose lives are now in Him. And the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone means you're the one, so you can put your name in there. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. In other words, they have a new identity. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself. Not to a church, not to a denomination, not to a preacher, but to Himself. Very personal thing is the work of salvation. Who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Let's skip on down to verse 20, because I want to get to the point that we are wanting to get at today. He says, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Yeah, see, the way has been made, but we have to put our faith, we have to repent, we have to turn and put our faith completely in Him. And based on what He has done and our faith in what He has done, then we are reconciled to God. We are at peace with Him. We are accepted by Him. Look at verse 21. Now, this is a verse that I want to focus in on, talking about identification. For He is God, made him, that is Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for us. Where did this happen? It happened on the cross. For God made Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. How do we become the righteousness of God? In him. Only in Christ. Now, I'm using the word identification today because you see, in the incarnation, in God coming down to this planet, being born of the Virgin, taking on human flesh, living as a human being, just like you and I, and then dying on the cross, that's where he became sin for us. God was completely identifying with us in our fallen state. When you see Jesus on the cross, that is Almighty God identifying with poor, wretched humanity. That is when he became sin for us. Now, he was not doing this for himself. He didn't need to do it for himself. It says right here, he knew no sin. He didn't have to go to the cross for himself. He did not have to suffer for himself. He did it on our behalf. He went to the cross as our representative for us on our behalf. He suffered on our behalf. He was identified with us in our wretched state. And then he was placed in the tomb. I can imagine the angels holding their breath. Because lying there in the tomb, it's not just Jesus lying in the tomb. He has taken the whole human race with him. Because he has identified with us. He has become our representative. And if he does not come out of the tomb, if he perishes, the whole human race perishes because he is there as our representative. He is there on our behalf, bearing us. Well, he did come out of the tomb. And when he came out of the grave, when he came out of the tomb, I came out with him. Yes, when he came out of the tomb, you came out with him because he was there as our representative on our behalf. And this is why Paul makes these amazing statements over in Ephesians chapter 2. Listen to this. Ephesians chapter 2, beginning at verse 4. He says, "But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses and sins, made us alive together with Christ." Yeah, when Christ was made alive, we were made alive because he bore us. He bore our sins. He was identified with us, representing us. And so when he was made alive, we were made alive together with him. And look at verse 6, says, "And raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Everything that happened to Jesus is attributed to our account because he did it all for us. All the marvelous riches of his grace. So Paul even says that we were seated at the right hand of God with him, that place of authority. We are in him. We cannot imagine the riches that belong to us because he, Almighty God, identified with us, became sin for us, went to the cross for us, was put in the tomb for us. And when he came out, he brought us out with him. And when I say us, those who put their faith in Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. Yes, we came out with him because he was there as our representative for us. And we potentially are seated there with him. The authority, right hand is symbolic of authority in Scripture. And Jesus, when he came out of the tomb, he said, "All authority in heaven and in earth is given to me." And because we are now in him, we share in that authority. That is why demons tremble. Satan himself trembles at the child of God who knows who they are in Jesus Christ. Wow. Hey, we're going to have to stop there, but we'll pick this up tomorrow. I'm Eddie Height. This is the Eddie Height Podcast. Remember, Almighty God identified with you so that you can now be identified with him and his great, in his victory, in his great overcoming victory that he accomplished on our behalf. Lord, I'm identified with you today. I am yours. You are mine. I am in you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for tremendous victory and favor this day because I am in you and you're living your life in and through me by your Holy Spirit. Hey, check out my website, eddiehyatt.com, eddiehyatt.com. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.